And this individual, oh, I will call him that till I see him. And then when I see him, I'm still going to call him that. His name never changed. Never. He says in verse 7, in whom now we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace or his love and his pardon. Wherein he hath abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known or revealed unto us the great mystery or the great secret of his will. Now that's what Yahweh has done. He has made known unto us the great revelation of his plan for us, according to his righteous pleasure, which he hath purposed in or to himself. And that's what he has done. He has revealed unto us the secrets of his perfect plan, that he may take great delight in that. For it is for himself. And he takes joy in that. He said that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things now in Messiah. You see where he's gathering them in? In Messiah. Both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. In whom also we have obtained or allotted an inheritance, being what? Preordained, predestinated, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now who works after the counsel of their own will? Yahweh does. The Father. So he has preordained us saints for the inheritance. That's why the eternal spirit of Yahweh reveals unto us this great heritage that we have in Messiah. You cannot receive it outside of him. For he came to make known the Father. He came to reveal whom he was. We may have hope and the plan that Yahweh has planned for us in our lives. That we may take hold of the eternal inheritance of Yahweh. I certainly want it. I'm going to walk in him. Now he did all that for what purpose? Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his honor who first trusted in Messiah. We should be the praise to his honor because we trust in the living hope. That's what it says, that we should be to the praise of his glory in the King James, who first trusted in whom? What it says in the King James? In Christ. That we should be to praise to his honor because we have trusted in the hope of Messiah. In now, you notice what he keeps saying. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Messiah. In what he's saying now. That's why we must walk in the Spirit. You can't walk in the Spirit outside of the righteous law of Yahweh. In whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. Not what you felt, you heard the word of truth. He said you, the law and the prophets. He said the message of your salvation. In whom also after that ye believe, see, only after you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit previously promised unto us all. And folks don't hardly believe today. If it's not according to our traditions and our customs, we don't believe. That's why men, always they're always looking for something that's going to cater to them. That's why they're not faithful to anything. They're always looking for someone that will speak things that are associated closely with their belief and what they believe is right. Now that's not what Scripture says. It says, whom also ye trusted after you heard the word of truth. And his law is the truth. Thou art from everlasting to everlasting. Thy law is the truth. And so we heard the word of truth. How can you say you love him when the third commandment, when this world rejects that? When those two, the third and the fourth, the very four that deals with him, they reject all four of them. And yet they say the next six, they actually do that, but they deceive liars. They don't love each other. They don't care for each other. They just care for their own. They care for those that they know. A mother's not a mother to all the saints. She's just a mother to her own. That's how folks are today. I was thinking the other day, and I talked to the Father all the time. I was reminded of some of the things that Brother Ray said. I remember when I began to preach this, I remember walking through that path that night. He and his wife, they stopped me because my heart was very heavy. Those that said they know me, they did know me. And Brother Ray Graham, he prayed for me. And he said this to me, I'll never forget. He said, I'm so glad, Pastor Robert, that you're always now bringing us to that perfection of his truth. And yet this man had not known me like folks that had known me 5, 10, 20 years. But yet he trusted the words of faith. And those that say they knew me, they did trust what Yahweh was doing. And yet that man trusted me. It gave me great strength that night. Great strength. Because he heard the word of faith and he trusted that word. He didn't reason that within his mind or his flesh. He considered the vessel where I was coming from. He said on his dying bed. Sister Ellen and his wife and Brother Allen and I were there. He said this. He said to them, he said, everything that Yahweh has done, even in going to Walterboro, it was all his will that we may get here to this place to understand whom he is. He said, it was all ordained by the Father. He said, every step of the way, he said, you all know I've been led by Yahweh. He said, everything I've done, I have not initiated anything or acted on my own. He said, I've been led by the Father to bring us here for this message of this time. And yet, in the physical sense, he did not know me. He didn't, but yet he trusted the living words. He trusted that. And that blessed my heart so greatly. Scripture tells us to know them that labor amongst us. How do we know them? By the Spirit. We have to know that they're sealed with the Spirit of Yahweh. Because they will not concur with anything with our flesh. What kind of generation is this? You know, you think about people. I listen. I hear what people say. I listen very carefully. And I internalize things when I hear people. You know, it's one thing about this generation. They will always think that someone else's child or someone else is doing wrong. And yet they will say to their son, don't mess with that boy. Well, why do you think your son messed with that boy? Because if that boy is bad, your son is bad, and he loves hanging with him. Well, my daughter wouldn't do that. Well, if she hangs with a liar or pervert, she'll do the same thing. Why do you think they hang together? We don't want to believe that. We don't think like that. I recall as my mother, my only aunt, how that all of us were good for nothing. And yet my aunt thought hers were better than my mother's, and my mother thought hers were better than hers. And yet we all did the same corrupt, wicked things. On our way to hell. Worthless pieces of trash. And yet they thought, well, mine is better. No, we were not better. Why did I hang with my cousin? Because he was just as corrupt as I was. He did the same things I did. That's why. Prostitutes hang with prostitutes. Homosexuals hang with homosexuals. Adulterers hang with other adulterers. Fornicators hang with fornicators. Liars hang with liars. Perverters hang with perverters. That's what they do. And yet we have always been the kind to say, well, my children don't act like that. Well, why is your son hanging with them? Why does your son gravitate to them all the time? Because he's a wicked and vile thing. That's why. My mother would say to me, I don't want to play with that boy. He's a bad boy. Well, Mama, you just don't know. I'm just as bad as him. Because I'm doing the same things he's doing. I'm just doing them behind your back. You don't see me, but I'm doing the same thing that he's doing. We need the Spirit of Yahweh in this hour. For what reason? To discern truth. To know truth. The truth of the Spirit of Yahweh never leads us into error. It leads us into all truth. All truth. All truth, not partial truth. It leads us into the law of Yahweh, for the law is the truth. And we go back to the Tanakh and the Torah and see what Scripture says. And if Scripture says that, then it's a witness there in the New Covenant. That what Messiah did reveal the light and the hope of that through the Spirit. And without the Spirit, you'll never understand that. You can't understand that unless you have the Spirit. And we haven't had the Spirit. This is a generation that is spiritless. It doesn't possess the Spirit of Yahweh. That's why every kind of controversy and every kind of wicked thing takes place today. I had a young man to call me. He said, Pastor Roberts, everyone rejects this truth. And Yahweh had begun to bring him into the knowledge of this truth. And his heart was just grieving. He said, everyone rejected. I said, brother, Don't try to convince this wicked world. You just go on. Don't cast that which is holy before the dogs or give his pearls to swines. I said, I won't do it. I won't do it. Brother Dell and I were talking about that today, just that very same thing. I said, brother, I look at folks sometimes and I just look at them. I don't say a thing. I just go right on. I said, but brother, when they want to sit down to Scripture, I will sit down with any man in Scripture. And we will go from there. And we will see what Scripture says, not his opinion or how he feels. Answer this by Scripture. And let's see if Scripture will reveal what that Scripture you think you know. See if Scripture will reveal that. The Scripture can only reveal Scripture. Well, because it's the spiritual law of Yahweh. It was written by the Spirit. It was given by the Spirit. It was not given by some denomination or some formality. It came by the Spirit. And when righteous men, holy men moved, now the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them, and these truths were revealed unto them. They were not pedophiles and all kind of unrighteous men. They were men that were justified by Yahweh. And they were submitted unto the truth of the laws of Yahweh and revealed his truth unto them. And they wrote by inspiration of the Spirit. You look in the Scripture, especially in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, you will see how the Spirit spoke unto men. The Spirit is not speaking unto men. It led them to the things and the ways that Yahweh led them unto those truths of Yahweh. What speaks to this generation is their flesh. They guard things by their flesh. They do things according to their flesh. It's not by the Spirit. None whatsoever. They have a law of self-righteousness. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. And you will see how Philip, when the eunuch was there, that the Spirit of Yahweh spoke to him. And so go and join yourself to that man. And show him what Isaiah is preaching about. When Saul was purposed in his heart to go unto Jerusalem, the Spirit of Yahweh said, don't go. It is not time for you to go unto Jerusalem. You can see how the Spirit spoke to them. When Stephen was there and when he spoke to them about their wickedness. Why? Because he was a man full of the Spirit. He was full of wisdom and he had the understanding of Yahweh. And it cut them to their heart. When the Spirit speaks, it cuts to the heart. This lion trust today where my flesh can relish it. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It's a lie. I show you every incident in the Spirit. When Ananias and Sapphira lied, Kepha said, you have not, as the Spirit spoke to him, he said, it's not that you've lied unto me, but you've lied against the eternal Spirit. And kill them. Yahweh hasn't changed. He's still doing the same. And this wicked generation think they're going to get by with their religious auras and their religious pontification because they look self-righteous and they look righteous. They're going to hell. And that's the truth. I bless Yahweh for his preordaining. Hallelujah. Glad it wasn't Mama's prayer because she was a sinner. How could her prayers avail much? Shocking. In sin. Playing numbers. Going to the root doctors. How could her prayers reveal anything? You can sit here like a pack of hypocrites all you want to. How could a prayers avail anything? It's the prayers of a righteous man that availeth much. How could my mother's prayer avail anything? When you always say that she was in sin, lustful, shocking with the man. How could that be? Man had just moved out of our house. Yahweh still began to deal with my heart. It wasn't her prayers. It wasn't her crying out. It was the ordination of Yahweh by the eternal Spirit. Then he ordained that for me to be a son. What about wicked aunt praying for me in her sins and her wickedness? Just a calling of Yahweh. That's all it was. You don't give nobody credit for that. You give him honor. Because he lives. He is the one that you give him honor for that. Because then you say that the begotten one, Messiah, paid the price. No, it wasn't your mama's knees paying the price of your daddy's prayer. It was what was done, preordained before the foundation of the world, that we all should be redeemed in Messiah and through that blood sacrifice of Yahshua, Messiah. It wasn't the prayers. It wasn't that. It was the foreknowledge of Almighty Yahweh that he called and elected you to justify you even though you were a corrupt, wicked thing, although your mind was going astray, although you didn't understand his righteous laws. He said, this is my election. Two twins yet unborn, yet Yahweh loved what he hated the other. That hasn't changed.
He's still the same. Two sons. He loved one, hate one. A son and a daughter. He loved the daughter, hate the son. Love the son, hates the daughter. This religious quick mouth sin, it gives folks a feel good. That's what this religious thing does today. Make them feel good in their self-righteousness. Walk with the church today, honey. That is not going to save your soul. These whole houses are filled with millions of folks. It's a billion-dollar industry. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. They're theater houses, and they're all of their cauldron of promoting flesh. That's all it promotes. It doesn't promote Yahweh. It doesn't promote truth. Why? Because there's no spirit of life in the midst of it. None whatsoever. We have an inheritance in Messiah. And it's not in the name of Jesus either. It's in Yahshua, the Messiah. Why is he revealing this to us in this hour? Because you're going to suffer many things for his name's sake. You're going to suffer rejection. That's why. Why did he reveal that to Saul? Until he brought him down that way of Damascus. And then he said unto a man that was pure and right, Ananias, you go lay hands on Saul. And the spirit is going to move and the scales are going to fall off his eyes. You're going to baptize him. He's going to be filled with the spirit. He said, I can't do that. This man persecute the house. He said, he's my called vessel. I've chosen him. And he's going to suffer many things before the Gentile for my name. For the name of Yahweh. This generation despises the name. They hate the name. But you're going to suffer much for that name. You're going to suffer rejection. Separation. That's what you're going to do. And that's the truth. See, I want to trust. After I hear this word of truth, the laws of Yahweh, I want to trust in that. He says in verse 14 of the same chapter, Ephesians, he said, which is the earnest or the sincere hope of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his honor. I like this rendition. It says, which is the deposit guaranteeing what we will inherit unto the redemption of all the purchased possession, those that are his, to the praise of his honor. I like that. I like that rendition better. I know the King James doesn't really express things in the purest form that the way it should be. It really doesn't. Now, men that have gone back to the integrity of the Hebrew writings, that which is available, and they have given us a greater understanding of this knowledge of whom Yahweh is in a greater sense of that we can sense it and see it and it's relative easy to read. Not in this old English. These and thousand and thous and though is difficult. And because of this religious spirit today, they say, well, give me a King James. No, just give me truth. What does Saul have? He didn't have no King James. He had the truth down in his soul by the Spirit. He had the Torah and the Tanakh. That's what he had. This generation doesn't know the Father. It says it does, but it doesn't. Look what it says in Matthew, chapter 10, verse 16. This is what Messiah said. I want to read this. You need the Spirit today. You need to be sealed. You got to first of all believe and trust in what he said to be sealed. Not this trash. You want to be saved? Come up front. You want the Holy Ghost? We got to do like this. Anybody can do their tongue like that and get some action. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. It isn't, saints. I love you all to tell you the truth. That is a total fabrication. That is something that is false and foreign. That's what the shamans and the pagans do. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. He doesn't need any instruction. Have you been his counselor? Do you need to counsel the eternal spirit how to speak? It knows how to speak. Because when the eternal spirit comes, it's going to do one thing. First thing it's going to do is going to testify the Messiah is the living hope of Yahweh. That's what it's going to testify. Because it comes from the Father. And Yahweh is a spirit. And his spirit doesn't testify a lie. As the evangelist Hall would always tell us, we can testify a lie and sing one. But the spirit of Yahweh doesn't test a lie. Saul said, I speak the truth and I lie not. He said, I speak the truth and I lie not. This is a deceitful lying generation because they're liars and perverts. They believe everyone lies. That's what they believe. Because they're dishonest. They're not honest with the Father. They believe everyone is that way. Because they have no integrity. They believe everyone would do that. Now, they're men of integrity. Yet we should be conforming to the image of His Son. The Messiah was a man of integrity. If you're not conformed to that image, then you're a deceitful liar. It says in the 10th chapter, in the 16th verse, Matthew. This is what He says here. Messiah says, He said, I want you to understand, brothers. He says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Be careful, what He says. Learn not to control your mouth and your tongues. He said, but beware of men. He wants us to beware of men. Beware of men. For they will deliver you up unto the council, and they will scourge you in their whorehouses. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake now, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, he said, don't even take thought how or what ye shall speak. That's why when these fools began to talk, you don't take thought why you're going to answer them. For it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father. Is that not what it says? He said, when I leave this thing, he said, the Father's going to speak these truths. And you will know it's the truth because I've witnessed that He will tell you these things. He's going to be the Spirit of the Father. Well, who is the Father? What is this Father that Messiah exalts and talks about? Who is He? We better find out who He is. He said, it will be it, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. I don't believe that. My son will never do that to me. Lies. And what he said is the flat out fabrication of truth. They rise up against their parents today. They bring them to spiritual death, which is more devastating than anything. And parents don't have the ability to discern and to understand. I've always watched parents. They can always discern other folks' children. But they can't discern that something is wicked. I would watch my mother. She could always say, well, that boy, old Larry, is bad. David Larry is bad. I don't want you messing with him. I like David Larry. Because he was still just like I was. We would do the same things. Cheat and lie. Steal $1, $2 if we could. But yet she never would say that you're a bad boy. But David Larry is bad. No, David Larry wasn't influencing me. It was just what David was doing. I like what he was doing because I was doing the same thing. It says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now that's just it, brothers and sisters. He came in the Father's name. That's right, little Aaron. He came in the Father's name. And because he came in that name, he said, you're going to be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. What he said, you just endure that. He said, you're going to be delivered. You're going to be hated for my name's sake because I come in the Father's name. And when you tell them that I came in that name, they're going to hate you because you believe the doctrine of that man that says that he knows him. Who? The one up there. He said, don't even consider what you're going to say. He said, because the Spirit of Yahweh, my Father, will tell you what to say. The Spirit will, saints. That's our problem. We're trying to figure out what to say and speak and being careful what we say. No, you just say, speak. Speak, Father. He did not deny the Father here. Who is his Father? He was no bastard. Yes, say it like that. Messiah was no bastard. He had a Father. No, he didn't have a daddy. He had a Father. And the Spirit of Yahweh will give you what things to say. You don't have to worry about what to say. The Spirit will give you that. That's why we need the Spirit. Because it has functions. And things that it does. It says in Yokohana John chapter 3. Now I want to jump down to verse chapter 15. I just want to read this. Yokohana John 3 verse 6. The scripture says, Messiah says this, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's why men care about fleshly things. And carnal things. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is birth of the Spirit, it is spirit. There's a spiritual life to it. That which is birth of the flesh, you will know it. That is God, their fleshly heritage. And those things that are birth of the Spirit, you got the things of the Spirit. You don't got the things of the flesh, you got the things of the Spirit. What a man is birth of the Spirit, he will guard the things of the Spirit. And that's why folks guard natural things today, because they don't have the birth of the Spirit. They don't have the Spirit, and they guard natural things. Yahweh never intend, we are set for defense of the message of Messiah. We defend that message that he came in the Father's name. That's our hope. And we know our Father, saints. That's why we can pray to him. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, praises to your name, Yahweh. That's what hallowed mean. His name takes a special place. It's a holy name. It's a beautiful name. It's not God and it's not Lord. It certainly isn't a pagan name, Jesus. It is not a pagan rendition from Jesus, Jesus. It isn't. The scripture says, in the 15th chapter, verse 26 of the same book, look at what Messiah says. Yochahara 15, John 15, verse 26. He said, but when the Comforter is come, and look what he says now. He said, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from now, he's telling you who is coming from, or what he's saying now, it's going to come to you from my Father. And that's where the Spirit comes from. He said, we'll come to you from our Father, even now, the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall, or it shall testify of me. And that's what the Spirit does. It testifies Messiah. He's the hope of your way. We have hope in Messiah. We have hope of resurrection. We have hope of being raised by the Spirit in him. Outside of him, you're not going to be raised. And that's the truth. He said, how be it now, when he comes. Now, he comes from the Father, the Spirit. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit now, of truth. Is there a lie in truth? None. The Spirit can't witness of a lie. It can't testify of a lie. The Spirit of Yahweh cannot. That's why he has not come into measure that man believe he has. It's not that he will not pour out his Spirit, but this is an unbelieving generation. It says, but when he come, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into some of the truth. If that's all true, somewhere we miss something. I have, you have, we have missed it. The Spirit guides us into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. See what he says? He never speaks of himself. It never speaks of its will or what it will do, but whatsoever it shall hear. Then what does the Spirit hear? The Father. That's how he said, the works, they're finished. He finished his work. He finished everything that the Father ordained him to do. He finished it. He said, he shall speak of what it hear. That shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now that's what the Spirit does, saints. It speaks of the things that it hears from the Father. And this trust he called the Spirit, that's not coming from the Father. It's coming from the corruption of man. It's not the leading of the Father. It isn't. And hopefully the Shabbat, I want to show you some things in Scripture. The leading of the Spirit. Turn quickly to 2 Thessalonians. I want to close from these two books. 2 Thessalonians and 1 Yochanan, 1 John 3. Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Turn to 1 John, 1 Yochanan, chapter 3. Well, look what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says this. But we are bound. This is profound here. I like this. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to, what does it say there in the King James? We're bound always to give thanks unto Yahweh for you. We're bound now. That's what he said, to give thanks unto Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Messiah. Why? Look at this. Because
Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. How? Through sanctification of the Spirit. That's how He's chosen us, that the Spirit sanctify us, and belief of what? The truth. And His law is the truth. That is what's the truth is, what the truth is. His law is the truth. And that's what the Father has done. Chosen us from the beginning. Do you hear that? So it wasn't Daddy and Mama's choosing. It was Yahweh's choosing. From the beginning. That's why we are bound to give thanks unto the Father. I bless you, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh. And I will continuously let that come forth out of my soul. Why? Because He has chosen us. He has chosen us to salvation through now. It is the Spirit that sanctifies us. That we may believe the truth. And we need to believe the truth. You just believe truth. That's why you know them that labor amongst you. A generation doesn't know anyone. The generation doesn't. It says in 1 Yohanan, 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. In verse 24. And this is His commandment. This is the Father's commandment. That we should believe on the name. Does it say that? Not His authority, but the name of His Son. The Son's name is not Jesus. Yeshua, anointed one of Yahweh. And love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abide in us. How? By the Spirit which He hath given us. And the Spirit of Yahweh will never denounce His commandments. It will never denounce the Father's name. It will discern the truth of the Father's name. That's why this thing we call the eternal Spirit of Yahweh, it is not the Spirit. And I said emphatically, you blaspheme. No, you have blasphemed. This world has blasphemed Yahweh. They blaspheme His name. They blaspheme the Son's name. They've given the Son a pagan name, a lie. And that's why we have that. Shaltan is a massive deceiver. That's why we have so many thousands of denominations. I was talking to Brother Dale today. We were just talking. Of course, when I talk to brothers, I like to talk scripture. There are over 6,000, there are at least 10,000, brother, denominations in America. 10,000. And they all say the old King James is the royal way. You tell me one book caused such confusion? They don't have the Spirit. That's what it is. 10,000 denominations. That's how many do we have here in this nation. How do you get 10,000 out of one? It's sick. And that's not counting these little unregistered whorehouses on every street corner. My. Charlotte, Rock Hill, South Carolina, have more churches, whorehouses, per square mile than almost any place in the world except that place out there in Louisiana. Every corner has a whorehouse. And these are not the ones that are registered. Just the ones that are registered or acknowledged. A close from the same book in the fourth chapter. We just haven't known, saints. Full of pride, say we do know, but you haven't known. When a man knows the truth, it makes him free. What if we're disciples of Messiah, we continue in His word, the truth. What word was He preaching then? He was preaching the law and the prophets. And He said, when you understand what profound things they said, you will know the truth. And this truth will make you free. He did not come to desecrate them. It says in the fourth chapter, verse 12, He said, no man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwell in us. And His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us. Because he has given unto us his spirit. That's how we know. And the spirit will never denounce the laws of Yahweh. And everything we've been taught through all of our religious experience, we've denied these truths. Yes, we have. We've hated brothers and sisters, and you're a murderer. We hated those that are truly of faith and love Yahweh. We've disregarded them for abominable evil ones. That's what we've done. Sure was. And they say they love me and don't even trust their liars. And that's just like me saying I love my wife and don't trust her. If I love my wife, I trust my wife with any man. It doesn't. I'm not inferior to that. Not one bit at all. I trust her. I don't fear that. I've always trusted her. I don't fear that at all. Not one bit, because that's what trust does. I will lead my soul into hell. We'll leave myself in the darkness. All of a sudden, things I began to preach are wrong because I began to call him by his name. No, not so. He is right. And he is the one that gives gifts unto men. He is. Not man. Not you. You all didn't call me. And you didn't ordain me. And so I haven't been ordained by any religious whorehouse. He is the one that put his seal on me. That's who it is. And his seal is that his spirit dwells here. And I will speak his truth despite this wicked, corrupt world. They didn't know me. And they still don't know me. And if they didn't know me, they didn't know him. That's the truth. They don't know Yahweh, brothers. That's the truth. There's a way that a man knows Yahweh when he go back to the wicked, beggar elements of the world. He won't go back to the way of the world. He won't go back and do the things that he once did. He won't go back to that. No, he will not. He would have fear in his soul. We're trembling. And if they had a greater revelation than I did when they left, I'd rather have this revelation than what revelation that all of them took with them. Let them take their tenth revelation. I'd rather have this, the revelation of his truth, his name. For he has a name, and his name is truth. It is. And that's the truth. And Yahweh has set me to be a defense of his truth. And I will guard the body. Yeah, well, I don't care who it is. I don't care what brother or what sister. Who it is. I will tell the truth. I don't care how they feel. That's what's wrong. We've compromised. We've compromised so much that he doesn't, you're afraid to talk about him. They sit there and giggle and laugh all day about foolish wickedness and sin. And the name of not even Jesus is exalted. There's folly and folly, sin and wickedness. No, that's not my conversation. I'm a preaching man. That's all I do is preach. Everything I do, I don't care what I'm doing. I find opportunity to preach. I don't care whether I'm in the bean field or what. I find opportunity to preach and to speak of his truth because his word fills my heart. And it brings me alive because it shows me my hope and the promise that is in his truth. That's what he does. This wicked world never talks about him. They don't even bless him. He's boring to them. That's the truth, but they don't love him. They don't. If nobody knows me, he does. As old Brother Ray said, he knew me. Your husband knew me, sister. He knew me well enough that he trusted you being here. He trusted her. And he said to her, you do what he tells you. He'll tell you right. There's no way that I will let Brother Ray down to tell her wrong. And to do a wrong. No, I do you wrong, sister. You're always my witness. I'd rather kill me today. I will never do you wrong. I won't take advantage of you. I won't do that, sister. And no way I'll do Sister Horn wrong. I won't do the sister wrong here. I won't do you wrong, sister. I do right by you. I do right by you. Your husband had enough honor for me that he gave you all a charge. I do right by you. I won't do you wrong. That's enough strength for me. That he trusted me enough. That he honored me enough. And those that have been with many years didn't honor me like he did. Because he believed that this was the place that Yahweh, even after taking the course of Walterboro, this is the place that the Father had ordained for his family, that they may grow and be nurtured. And he died in the hope of the faith that all was well. That's what he did. Sure he did. Sure he did, sister. And I bless Yahweh for that. I do. I do. I thank him for that.
He trusts the truth, the word. That's what he trusted. That's what he did. I bless the Father. I bless him. Yeah, I do. I think about him often. As I do the brothers, I said that today, Evangelist Horn and Brother John and your husband, little Brother Charlie. I think about them often. I do. I don't know about you all, but I think about that. I was talking to Brother Dale today. I said, it's one good thing. I said, you? I said, ask Abner. I said, he can barely talk, but I asked him, do you remember being in his mother's womb? Do you remember coming forth? Do you remember the neighbor called me? He doesn't know anything about that. Because he was dead. Until breath was came forth out of him. And yet they gave me a promise of hope even in death. That if I wait, there's a resurrection. There's a resurrection. Sure it is. And I trust that. And I believe the Father for that. We're a generation that we don't want no one to tell us of our wickedness and our wrong. And yet we can point out everyone else's wrong. We're so easily offended because that's what you're doing and it's wrong. That's why you're offended. You don't imagine being easily offended. You can say anything about anything. Folks are easily offended. Why? Because you're offended because you're doing that. Will it offend you because you're doing that? When you're doing right, you won't be offended. No, you don't. It's a generation that doesn't know anything. They don't know men that are true and truthful. Because they don't know what truth is. But Yahweh bless you and keep you. I'm satisfied with what he's doing. I'm glad what he's done here too. And I'm not going to stop telling you about your sins, your laziness, your slothfulness. I'm not going to stop that. This is your saints, you're blessed, whether you realize it or not. For even our corrupt ways can be pointed out to us. That's a blessing, sister. The world, no one points it out to the world. You may get upset and mad, but it's good that your corrupt ways are pointed out. And as a man of Yahweh that loves you enough to tell you. Oh, I may say it in a broad sense, but you know I'm talking to you. Yeah, I intend to talk to you, and I don't take it back. But you're blessed, saints. This world will never tell. Oh, that's all right. Whatever your heart says, do. I tell the folks that, I remember that letter Sandy wrote, Natasha. She said, whatever your heart tells you to do, you do it. And Brother Dale said to me, he said, Pastor Rob, what a statement. A man's heart, how deceitful it is and desperately wicked. Why would one even give one that kind of instruction? And look what he did to that girl. Whatever your heart. No. I'm not going to tell you to do what your heart tells you to do. Because your heart tells you to hate and get mad. Tells you to lash out at a brother and sister. Tells you to kick your husband in the head. Tells you to do your wife wrong. That's what your heart will tell you to do. Tell you to speak to her like she's a dog. Tell you to do it wrong. Tell you to do him wrong. Don't tell me your heart haven't told you that. Because it told you to do that. See, I won't do it with my heart. I do what his mind tells me to do. He'll speak to me by his spirit. That's why we need his spirit, saints. That's why. And I do what his mind says to do. That's what I do. Because my heart will tell me to do something. Tell me how your heart speaks to you. And some of the things your heart tells you to do. Tell me. And that's the truth. That's the truth, saints. And so I'm going to tell you. And I'm not going to stop. Yeah, I may have to suffer the consequence of how you're going to feel and all that. That's all right. I'll tell you the truth, saints, because I love you enough to tell you the truth. There ain't nothing. I said to the brother, I said, Brother Dale, if you're happy, I'm happy, son. Really? I just want you to be happy. I'm all right, because it don't take much for me, really. I just want you, saints, to be happy. That's what I want. You're not going to find it out there in the world. I said to the young folks this morning how John, he called his mom, he's bored, it's cold up there, it's boring. Yet he gets what he wants, but yet it's boring. Why is it boring? I said, tell you what's boring, because you don't find yourself to do nothing. You find your hands, put your hands on them, it won't be boring. You won't get bored. It's boring, everything he wants. He gets to go out, he wears braids, he's hanging tub, he's wearing his pants, he got him a durag. Why is it so boring? Well, because the heart, hell and the grave is never full. Neither is the wicked heart of man ever satisfied. You can't ever. That's why we need to mind our Messiah. You can never satisfy. If you gave John $1 million, he would be broke in 2 weeks. He would spend every dime. He bought $300,000 cars, shoes. He would be broke. And so the heart of man can never be satisfied, saints. I love you enough to tell you. It can never be satisfied. I don't care what you think wise, what you think of. You can never be satisfied. If you had a harem of women, they can never be content. You can have the finest man on the earth, you'll never be content. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the pure heart. Man can't love his wife, something's wrong. A wife can't honor her, something is wrong. Man can't show his wife affection and love, something is wrong. A wife can't do that, but something is wrong. I bless you always for my wife, I do. I like her affection. I like what she does. I do. Because I tell her, get away from me, but I still like it. Keep on. She keeps coming back. Sure she does. That's the way it should be. It should be wholesomeness, love, and a friendship. That's the way it should be. Trust. That's what it's in all the way. To be a warfare. You should feel that, as Brother James said. You need to feel, I can feel that. A heart, a concern. She's been a true, faithful friend to me. My heart was heavy and weeping. She's been a friend. I thank Yahweh for that. I do. But I had nobody to mourn to. I could mourn to her and cry. You think all these years I've been preaching, you think my heart hasn't been trampled upon? Sure it has. They never look at that. They always look at the other one. They never think about what Pastor Roberts go through. They don't look at that. Only the ones that truly love me will think of that. But the other one, they won't think of that. It's me. Well, I ain't going to receive that. They ain't going to receive nothing. I speak the truth to you, saints, and I lie not. I tell you the truth. There's no reason for me to lie. I tell you the truth. That's why I deal with the heart, soul, mind, and the spirit of man. And I know what we will do, saints. I know we will be trifling. We'll be lazy. We will. And Yahweh wants us to get up and get busy, to be about his business, and to do that which is right. And if I do wrong, he will show you I'm doing wrong. If I'm leading you wrong, saint, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. He ain't going to let me do it. Because my prayers kill me, Father. Israel thought that Moses was leading them wrong out of Egypt. He wasn't leading them wrong. He was trying to kill off that old flesh. And they still didn't die out the flesh. And that's what Yahweh did, try to kill off this flesh. I believe what Scripture says. There's no way that you can love your son or your daughters or your children, your grandchildren, your young ones more than you. Love is just pure. It didn't say Yahweh loved it. For Yahweh so loved the world, his creation, he loved it. That he was willing to give his only son, the begotten son. He was begotten, taken from the bosom. That's what he was. That he loved the world. And love is just that pure, that we love our neighbor even as we love ourselves. And we love our wives as we love ourselves. That's what it says. And this trash they call love is something of dissimilar. It's phony. It's fake. It is not pure. That's why I don't want it. It's not the love of Yahweh. It sees every brother and every sister's brother and sister. It will not call the wicked righteous and the righteous wicked because they know it's an abomination. It will not stand up for the wicked. No, it won't. But I think about David and how that, what's her name? The wife of, what's her name? I know her name. Who? Naboth's wife. What's her name? Abigail. Yeah, Abigail. Naboth's wife. When that fool man came against David, she said that that man is a fool. His name means a fool. And I know that what you're always doing, he's going to do it. And that's the truth. And she knew that. And because of that, the man's house was saved. David was going to wipe him to hell. And because of that, Yahweh said no. See, folks, if they won't identify the sins of their own heart, then they can't identify the sins of those they say they love. Wives can't do it. Husbands can't do it. Wives can't identify their sins. Husbands. I'm going to preach on that, too. I'm going to preach about these marriages and husbands and wives and these young ones. And I pray that you all are filled with lust. Fulfilling your own corrupt desires. We're so that we won't acknowledge that. Because we're a wicked generation. We think that we have it all. We know it all. Can't nobody tell us nothing. That's the way we think. That's the way we think. And when we see a strength in a brother or sister, we won't acknowledge that. We get envious. We get jealous. We rail against him. We get mad. I see a strength in a man, I bless him. I don't care who the man is. I don't care what the strength of it is. If it's the virtue is good, I bless you always for it. I thank him for what it is, whether he can dig a ditch good, whether he know how to scoop cow manure. I see that's a gift, saints. You bless you always for that. I do. I do. I do. I do. And we're type people, we won't acknowledge those strengths. We won't do that.
The strength of a leader, whether you all want to bow or not.
You get quiet, but that's all right. It's still the truth. Yahweh means what he says. It's still war unto them to give suck in those days. Really, it is, saints. So that's why I say, you parents, you better pray. Keep yourself clean. Purge. You better do it. Because this humanistic, secular world, they're out there, these dogs out there, they're like vultures. There's a spirit out there, like a vulture, a vile thing, that's waiting for them. Sure it is. It's just because the parents are sanctified. That's the only protection of the children. That's it. That's it, saints. By the sanctified mama, the sanctified daddy, just, but they're there. These demonic powers are waiting. And that's where all of a sudden, this radically they change. Sure they do. And that's the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth. We better begin to deal with our sins and our corruption and be able to receive correction. A fool hates any kind of correction. But a wise man, he loves correction. You rebuke a fool and they will hate you. They get mad. They will speak against you. But a wise man said, boy, I would take that home and think about it. I can see what he did. That's why we'll never walk in the excellent spirit, saints, until we learn how to be reproved and corrected. We don't want nobody to instruct us and tell us. And it's sad. We get angry. We get upset. We get mad. Because we don't want nobody to instruct us. You want to do all the instructing. But you don't want nobody to instruct you. Nobody. Nobody. And that's sad. That's sad. That is very, very sad. Pitiful. Pitiful. Reproof of instruction. In this life, that's just the way it goes. Reproof with instruction. And he's going to do that, saints, until the day we stand before him. And then he's going to rule with a rod of iron. He said, because you knuckleheads, I know what you will do. Now, I got laws here that you're going to obey every last one. You can't break one. And you're going to obey him. It's good to have brothers and strange sisters. You take advantage of that. Yes, you do. As we tell you mothers, he tell you mothers, your older sisters, to teach your young women how to be wise to the husband. That's what you should do. And you elderly brothers, we should live examples with our wives. That young men say, I want to treat my wife like that. Sure. Your daughters ought to teach young girls. This has got this carnal mentality about what marriage is, but it ain't that. Marriage is a pure thing. It's a righteous thing. It's a thing that reciprocates one from the other. I said this to the young man that I went to Goodwill to buy some bikes. And it's a big old black guy. He's about big as old Blair was. He's black too. He's black as this book right here. I'm telling you. So I went to buy the bikes. I didn't get enough this time. I got 6, I think. Now, whoever wants those bikes, you can have them. They're nice bicycles, all right? I'm not giving anyone away. You just go there and get you a bike. I don't mind. All right? Because if I say, this one can have it, you say, well, she got the nice one. Just first come, first serve, all right? You get the bike, just ride it, all right? But I wanted to get some bikes for the little fellas. And he had a lot of bikes, and he said to me before he started, he said, where you come for us? I come for bikes. He said, that's one thing I like about you. You always know what you want. I said, yeah. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I don't know, because they sell them individually now. They don't sell them in the lots like they used to. I said, well, I want, I said, these are the ones I want. And he said, I tell you what. So he was telling me the bikes, he wouldn't even say, I got 10 here, 10, 10, 10, give me 15, 15. He didn't do that. He said, what do you want to give me? He said, 10. He said, I got 10. All right, 10, 10, 10, 10, so. You know, nobody can even hear him in the auction, which was wrong when he did it. So I bought $60 worth of bike. But when he put the price down, he put it down for $15 for 4 bikes. Now, how many bikes did we get? 6? 6. He put $15 for 4 bikes, and he put 10. Well, that's what he put down. I mean, I thought I was going to pay $60, $10 a bike, which wasn't bad. So he charged me $20, $25 for the bike. But he asked me a question. He says, you married a preacher? I said, yeah, 28 years. He says, same woman? I said, same one. Faithful. Love the same one. Never wanted no other one. You're always my witness. You're always my witness. I never look at a sister and say, I'd like to have this one. I sure would never. That's the honest truth. That's the truth. That's just the truth. I haven't done that. That never been in my heart, never. Not even with strange women out in the world. He said, the same one. And the big fellow, if you just see the tears, he said, preach it. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. See, Yahweh wants us to live that way and walk that way. That others will see our good works and they will honor the Father because of what we do. May He bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, quickly. Father, in all things we bless you. Go with your people. Take Sister Dot down the highway safely. Take us safely, I pray, in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you all.